are listening to the Intestinal Fortitude Podcast Network.
The Wrestling Show.
Let me get a bottle of water.
Get your own water.
Hey, she won't even give me my water.
Fucking bitch. I even made dinner too.
I made you wanna know what I made for dinner?
Green chili tamales.
No, I made
chicken and rice with green chilies.
I made macaroni and cheese
with green chilies.
No, but I put some Tabasco sauce in mine. Tuna melts, man.
Ugh. Tuna. Gross.
Which involved.
What are you, a kid? You eating chicken nuggets?
No, tuna melts. I did a tortilla in them.
Of course you did.
Yeah, it's like a quesadilla with tuna in it. It's good shit.
That's just gross.
What are you talking about?
Tuna is nasty.
Tuna's so good.
Nasty.
What's wrong with you? You have the palate of a fucking toddler, goddammit.
Oh, fine. And I'm happy with that.
I'm so laughing at the Richard Belzer quote from earlier. Fuck you, motherfucker. Like, that's a good way to go out, man.
Yeah. What happened?
Richard Belzer died, I swear that his last words, his friend said his last words were, fuck you, motherfucker.
Do you guys remember when Hulk dropped him on his head?
Yeah.
Howard Stern talked about it today.
Yeah. Yep. Roro, did you ever see that video?
Which one?
Okay, so do you know who Richard Belzer is?
Yes.
So he hosted a late night show, like, in the 80s, and he was telling Hulk Hogan that wrestling wasn't real, and Hulk Hogan got him. And Hulk Hogan knew what the fuck he was doing, by the way.
Yeah.
He got him in a
headlock.
He got him in a headlock, but it was a front headlock, but a front sleeper hold where you put your forearm up to his. It's basically a guillotine. Hulk Hogan got him in a guillotine, and didn't even drop him gently. He just let him fall to the ground.
Yeah.
Splat, and then Richard Belzer wakes up like 20 seconds later with his fucking head bleeding, cracked his head open live on air. That's hilarious.
He sued him.
I'm going to have to look for that video.
It's
probably on YouTube.
He sued him and it paid for his whole house. Well, Richard Belzer knew something about Hulk Hogan we didn't know back then.
Uh-oh.
It finally came out the light later on. Macho Man tried to tell us too, but we didn't listen to him.
He did a whole rap album about it called Be a Man.
Oh yeah, you heard that they supposed to be re-releasing that joint on Record Day, right? On
the vinyl. I didn't hear that.
This year. I might have to go to a record store just to pick that joint out. They're gonna re-release Be a Man, Hogan. Be a Man. Be a Man, brother. Be a Man.
They had Sami Zayn come out at the beginning of Raw, and basically he tried to get Kevin Owens to help him take down the Bloodline, but Owens told him no.
To talk to your friend Jay.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, bro, I have Raw on in the background right now. Yeah,
I saw the clip on Twitter.
I need to cut the show on to even find out.
Then he beat the worthless Baron Corbin. That guy needs to get let go. I don't know why he's on. Why is he on? Still on the show? Like, he's fucking terrible.
There's a lot of people on there. I don't know why they still on the show.
Yeah, The Miz.
He does nothing but lose every week, just like The Miz. Like, get rid of them both.
All right.
25 years of The Miz are enough already.
Okay. All right. Here we go.
Can't believe he main evented WrestleMania.
And won.
He got a concussion in the process.
Yeah, and won.
Because Dwayne came down there.
So, Roro, I'm going to introduce to everybody before we start recording. Willis, say hi. Willis.
I said hi.
Oh, shit. I've
been here.
I said hi.
Been here.
And Ben Dunn said hi.
We got Trekipedia.
What's up, y'all?
Brandon.
Like a disease.
I know. And then we got Nudie, Master of the Plex, the Master of the Baiters.
That's me.
That's right. And me, Aaron. Aaron, Virus, Android, whatever you want to call me.
Does she know the real you?
She I hope not.
Me. She knows the worst.
I hope not. People will run that woman away.
No, she see. Do you see me at work, right?
Yeah.
I'm all business.
He's in his army fatigue and his combat boots.
I don't fuck around at work. I'm fucking. I got a very important role at work, man. A lot of fucking responsibility. You guys just see the fucking second grader. You don't see the fucking goddamn grown adult.
Man, if we ever see you got you serious, me and Nudie will sit there and laugh at your ass for 20 minutes. In the corner.
Dude, if you just spent 8 hours a day with me at work, you'd be like, what the fuck? That's the same guy? Yes, it is. I could turn it on and off, all right?
Mm-hmm. Is she friends with you on Facebook?
No.
On Facebook, Twitter.
Twitter. But I'm pretty good. Actually, I'm pretty good on Twitter. I don't fucking go crazy. I like to keep my Twitter chill, actually. That's either pro wrestling, horror, some music, bodybuilder chicks. Yeah, I don't know. That's about it. I keep it pretty calm on Twitter. I don't even follow no porn stars on Twitter.
Duh.
What?
Shocker.
Oh, some hot soap opera chicks, too. And then I have two Facebooks. I do have my normal Facebook I'm pretty good on, my Aaron Beretta one. But the other one's fucking goddamn fucking dumpster fire. So, all right, let's get the show on the road. All right, 3, 2, 1. Hey, everybody, welcome back to the wrestling show. Our 2023 WWE Elimination Chamber Results Edition. We're going to go down the cast of characters and introduce everybody. We got somebody new joining us tonight who is an awesome, badass wrestling fan, because I met her before I even knew she's a wrestling fan. I've actually worked with her, and then she got to see me in my normal life being professional. Do you know what I mean? And they're all laughing. Hey, she got to see me facilitate a class. I did pretty good, didn't I?
For the most part.
Yeah. I didn't say nothing inappropriate other than don't flush your cell phone in the toilet. Maybe was the only funny thing I said. But Roro, what's up? Thanks for joining us.
What's up?
Appreciate you
coming
on.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. God, I just recognize you from Twitter because you got smacked in the chest twice by Jamie Hayter. So there you go.
Heck yeah. It was fun. It was so much fun. I went back for more. I had to get it done twice. When I went back the second time, she pulls me aside. She goes, "Man, you're hardcore." I'm like, "Yes."
What does she charge to smack you?
Free.
Wow. Yeah. That's cool. Yeah.
It's a free smack. Yes, totally. That's what I liked about Jamie Hayter. Was really cool though. Really.
Did you
really
buy
cool.
her autograph though?
I bought a picture. I don't know about you, Roro.
I bought a picture after the second time. So the first time she did the chop, and I was like, this is super cool. And then I was walking around for a while, and I was like, you know what, I'm going to go get a picture. And then I did the picture, and I said, chop me again. And that's when she's like, really? I'm like, yeah, you're hardcore.
Yes. Nice. She was super, super nice. And then we got Brandon. What's up, Brandon?
Not much, guys. The good thing is this will not end in a disqualification.
You never know.
All right. And Mr. Wildman Willis Wheeler, how you doing, sir?
I gotta say, one of the matches had the N64 No Mercy finish. Ding!
We're gonna get more into that. And me, Mr. Byers, Mr. Aaron, Mr. Android, whatever you want to call me, and the captain of the helm, my podcast partner and brother in arms, Mr. Nudie, how you doing, sir?
Hello, everybody. Pleasure to be here, as always.
Yes, this is one of our more tamer podcasts that we do tonight. We really don't insult each other much on this show. A little bit. You can insult me all you want. I love it. But, so we're going to review the 2023 Elimination Chamber. the results, what we thought of the matches, a little bit of breakdown, and kind of shoot the shit, give our opinions, give our opinions of where we think things should go, will go, maybe, maybe not. I'm not sure. So, we started the show off with the Women's Elimination Chamber match. You got Asuka, Carmella, Raquel Rodriguez, Nikki Cross, Natalya, and Liv Morgan. So, I guess the two to kick off the match was Liv Morgan and Natalya. I don't know. I don't know. What did you guys think?
I thought it was a solid match for the Elimination Chamber because it didn't drag on long. So I was happy about that. And the right person won. I was almost scared that they was going to give it to Natalya just because she was in Canada. But I'm glad they gave it to Asuka. So that's going to be an interesting match with her versus Bianca Belair.
There you go.
I'm surprised they didn't give it to either Natalya or Raquel because we've got Rhea going over to SmackDown for the SmackDown Championship. They've got to like exchange wrestler, so I figured a SmackDown person would win it so they can challenge the Raw champion.
Yeah.
Well, I think the winner is going to challenge the Raw champion. But I thought the match was all right. They didn't do anything crazy, and it was kind of predictable in my book. The only one that could have won it was Asuka or maybe Raquel, but she's still kind of, I think, too new for the main roster to push her that high for a WrestleMania main event. But thought it was a decent enough match, but it was too predictable. Like they're pushing Asuka to the moon now with their new Kana character.
Yeah, I was worried that there was going to be that they're going to give it to Carmella.
No. she's done with her championship runs.
She looks good, but she's yeah. not as bad as the chick that they brought back for 2 seconds. What was her name? She got booed out of every arena and every show.
Oh, Eva Marie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's got a little bit more than Ava Marie. I do like Carmella. I mean, I remember she first premiered in NXT with those two guys.
Enzo and Cass.
Yeah, she was like a Jersey Shore type of chick, I remember. I don't know. I thought it was a good match myself. I think you got Nikki Cross, who is always down to get her ass beat. I love her, too. I'm so glad she dropped the Nikki Ash gimmick, though.
Yeah,
that shit was dumb.
Yeah.
This is the best character she has.
Well, yeah. It's kind of a throwback to Sanity. Yeah. And that was Sanity was a Triple H brainchild, which rumor has it they may be bringing them back.
That'd be cool. I love because they never got a shot in the main roster.
Yeah.
Vince got pretty much killed them the minute they got called up.
Well, her husband is what's his name?
Killian Dane.
Yeah. And he's like 7 feet and she's like 4 foot. It's so funny.
Right.
They're walking next to each other.
Yeah. But I don't know if Eric, what's his name, he's getting old too. He blew his knee. He was the Impact champ for a while until he blew his knee. So
Eric Young.
Yeah. Old EY. And then the other guy that was Insanity was actually the fourth member of Imperium when they gave him a gimmick change, and then Alex Wolf. Mm. And it'd be cool to see Alex Wolf come back. I really like that gimmick, but yeah, it would be cool to see them back. But yeah, all in all, it was a good match. You know what I mean? They didn't do nothing crazy other than, you know, what's her name getting, you know, Nikki getting pushed, or was it speared through the
through the
plexiglass
pod?
Yeah.
Yep, that was really cool. I like Raquel Rodriguez. I think she's great. I think she's a future champ. Carmella, kind of fodder for the cannon. Natalya.
She's fodder for the cannon. She never wins anything. She got a lot of plastic surgery done, huh? Like, she's totally changed her face.
Yeah.
I don't know. I
thought she looked better before all this plastic surgery, but whatever. Makes her happy, yes.
Yeah, makes her happy. If she came out looking like Madonna, that would be another thing.
I know, oh, right?
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, she didn't. But, I mean, at least she's not going as far as Charlotte's plastic surgery, but, you know.
Yeah.
So, Roro hates Charlotte, man.
I do too. Fan. what?
I hate her too.
She's riding on the coattails of her dad's success, and she just, nope, I'm not a big Charlotte fan.
I don't mind Charlotte. I mean, I understand why people hate the push because she do end up winning the title all the time, but she's really good with the fans, though, as far as you actually meeting her and getting pictures and stuff. She doesn't have a very bad attitude towards fans and stuff. She's a very nice person to actually meet, actually in person.
Well, that's nice.
Ric Flair is probably the best promo guy in the business. Even probably today, he would probably out-promo everybody. And she cannot deliver a promo to save her life.
Nope.
You would think who her dad is, she could actually tell a good promo. All she does is yell in the mic. That's all she does is yell. There's a time where you talk and then you get excited and you start screaming during the promo or whatever. I'm going to kill you, blah, 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 blah. This woman, from the time she picks up the mic till the time she puts it down, is nothing but screaming in the mic. And her voice is like nails on a chalkboard. Oh, it drives me insane.
I am the queen.
She's not even that good of a wrestler. I mean, she can't do that stupid moonsault off the top rope she does all the time. It's terrible. She's not really even that great.
I think she's just worried about hurting her knees or something like that if she lands wrong way.
Yeah, possibly.
Well,
she's definitely built.
She still sucks.
What's that?
At least she's better with promos than Ronda Rousey.
Right. Yes, she is.
That's a whole different subject.
Very much so.
Yeah. Totally. It was a solid match. It was a little unspectacular, but, you know, it was obviously we kind of knew that Asuka was going to get it, and she got it, which I really like. And, you know, I mean, even going into WrestleMania, I mean, I'd like to see Asuka get the title, and let's start a different feud. I'd like to see her and I know we call her Rio, right? No. Fuck, what the fuck am I freaking out on? Not Rio. God damn it. The other Japanese chick. No, not Mia Yim.
Zaya Lee?
Io, sorry.
Oh, Io Shirai.
Right.
Her and Io Shirai would put on an insane, amazing match. Because I love Io Shirai. I think she's amazing. So.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
It's time for Belair to drop the strap. She's done absolutely nothing with this title.
I won. 1000% agree with you.
Yeah,
well, her character used to be on NXT. It was so different. Like, all she does is skip down the ring with whipping that stupid. I wish somebody would have cut her damn tail off already.
They should do that because
you
want to
have
anyways.
A feud. Cut her tail. Cut it off.
Right.
Ridiculous.
It could do
it fake.
So
I'm just over her.
Yeah,
she had her moment in the sun. She was good when she was good, and I just think. She's done.
They ruined her once Becky came back and beat her in 30 seconds. That took away all her mystique.
Yep. Totally.
And the next week she came out smiling.
Right? Uh-huh. She pulled Kofi Kingston.
Yeah. She had no... She wasn't, like, pissed. She should have just come out and ran right at her and beat her up, not come out smiling and skipping and jumping. It's the same thing they used to say about when New Day would lose their titles. They come out the next night and they're throwing pancakes into the crowd, laughing and giggling. Like, you just lost your titles. You're supposed to be upset about it. Act like you're like, give a shit.
There you go. All right. So moving on to the next match, Brock Lesnar versus Bobby Lashley, which I do want to give it to these gentlemen for not injecting themselves into the main championship title matches all the time. These guys are – kind of like the elder statesmen of the WWE. They're the ones that are up there, but you know, I think it's really cool. They're taking a step back and working their stuff. And again, not these guys don't need a title. Brock Lesnar doesn't need a title. You know, you get so big, you transcend the title. Do you know what I mean? You're just, you are, you know, so, Brock Lesnar versus Bobby Lashley,
terrible.
It was clunky.
There's no other word you can describe it. Terrible.
It was a very clunky match.
It was a hoss match. That's exactly what it was, a hoss match. Two people just spamming the L1 and the L2 button with their finishers the whole match.
Well, it was clunky, especially when Brock clunked his foot against Bobby's junk.
Yeah.
The low blow meal kick.
Yeah.
And I was waiting to eat, and I was looking away from him, and I hear the bell ring. I'm like, well, I thought the hurt business was there. Fritter, like, no, he kicked him in the ball. So like, oh, good job, Brock. And then he says for the referee to come there. I'm like, don't go over there, stupid. Come on, man.
I heard the second FI to the referee was not planned at
all.
Yeah,
he went into business for himself. Himself.
Well, he did that at Royal Rumble, too. He went off script. He's known for that. Like, I think at this point, it's just like, okay, what is Brock going to do off script?
Yep. I remember WrestleMania 34, Roman Reigns had got smart with him in the ring. And Brock Lesnar knocked the shit out of him and told him, stay the fuck down.
He did that with Braun Strowman, too. Braun Strowman actually elbowed him, and like Brock just whipped him in there. He's like, okay, I got it.
Well, that's why you need guys like Brock Lesnar to teach the younger guys teach them the business. But yeah, I don't like it when matches, especially in pay-per-views, fucking end in a disqualification.
It's lazy.
Totally lazy. But, you know, I get the perspective behind it. They don't want to make Lashley look weak and lose to a clean pin, but they don't want to make Brock look weak and lose to a clean pin. So the heel is going to always fucking do something to cheat, either to get disqualified or win or do something. You know, they couldn't just have a clean finish, which is kind of lame. But we'll see where it goes. I wonder if these guys are going to have another match at WrestleMania or not. I don't know.
I heard it's supposed to be Hell in a Cell.
Yeah, that's what I heard, too.
Yeah, we'll see what happens.
Well, Bray challenged the winner, so Bray is supposed to go against Lashley at WrestleMania. I think that's what Bray said on SmackDown the other day.
Huh.
I don't want to see
that match. He called out the winner, but maybe they'll have a three-way with them three.
Don't get me fucking started on Bray, because we're going to have some fucking colored light in the fucking ring, and I'm not going to be able to see a goddamn thing.
I've heard it. Now watch them do that there's rumors they might do a tag team match of Brock and Bobby versus Bray and Uncle Howdy.
Oh, no. I hope not.
Yeah,
you know Uncle Howdy is Bo Dallas.
Yep.
Please don't do that.
Willis, don't you believe?
We should talk about... So we didn't talk about the Royal Rumble, so talk about the first match Bray Wyatt had since he's come back.
The Pepsi, well, what was it? The Mountain Dew match.
Mountain Dew Pitch Black, yep.
Oh, that was awful.
I'm still mad about that.
Yeah, kind of a shitty match, and you know Lesnar's out there looking like Goro from Mortal Kombat these days. But yeah, I don't know. Basically, a clunky ass match. Lesnar gets disqualified by kicking Lashley in the nuts. A mule kick in the nuts. Lesnar gets mad and he hits the F5 with the ref two times. I don't know. It's who knows where they're going to go with this one. They're going to come up with some special stipulation or turn it into something. So we'll see how that works out. So not that great of a match. Then we get our next match, Edge and Beth Phoenix versus Finn Balor and Rhea Ripley. And I want to let everybody tread lightly here because Roro's favorite is, well, Rhea Ripley, obviously. But I seen you wearing your shirt the other day.
Rhea Ripley, the Judgment Day. That's who I'm with right now.
Yeah.
I only like Rhea out there said I don't give a fuck about none of the other three in there. I was done with Finn Balor ever since Roman beat him when he came. Finn Balor came back, so I've been done with him ever since.
Oh, really?
And I don't give a damn about no damn Dominic Mysterio. And
served hard time.
Yeah, for 20 minutes of hard time.
I don't mess with the Solid Gold Dancer, formerly known as Damian Priest. So I just don't like that whole crew. I'm glad Beth and Edge end up beating him because Edge needed a win. Because since he came back, he's been losing every fucking time he come back. He either lose or end up getting fucking hurt.
Well, he should. He's the fucking veteran that's supposed to be around to help the young kids get up there now. It's his turn to give up.
We'll see how he does tonight, though.
Yeah, right. Well, I heard they're supposed to have Cena against Theory at WrestleMania. They don't need to fight over the title, so I think they're going to give it to Edge to get Cena out of the title because he doesn't need that.
Yeah.
So we got Edge him and Balor were going at it. Ripley and Phoenix kind of went back and forth. Both of the chicks just went back and forth with clotheslines and nobody went down. And that was pretty cool. Dominic, Mysterio's in there being Dominic Mysterio. He's like a half wrestler, half manager at this point, isn't he?
Yeah. Basically.
Basically.
Yeah. He's still a green
wrestler.
He can't
wrestle anyways. He botches like every match he's in.
Yeah, he's still very green.
Yeah, I like how they give him the muscle body suit.
That's the thing. Like, he's not believable. He looks like a little kid in there with all these guys. Like, he's not even – like, Balor's not a big guy either, but he looks like a man, you know? Like,
yeah.
Dominic just looks like a little kid in there. And I don't know if that's because we've seen him as a little kid on years ago or what, but I just don't buy it. Him fighting all these guys like he does just doesn't, it's not connecting to me.
They had him on the pole match. I was actually at that damn match live, so that makes matters even worse. The SummerSlam 2005, that was a joint with Hogan and HBK at the end.
They got Heyman in a neck brace.
speaking of which, I was on A&E last night, started to go off-roading a little bit. They were talking about Starrcade 97 on A&E, and they were interviewing Sting and Bischoff and Hogan. And they said that's when Sting was supposed to take the title off of Hogan, and Hogan pulled his creative claws.
Control.
And he says, they said, like, right before the match, they're like, it's not happening, brother. I'm not feeling it. And they're like, what the fuck? You just fucking ruined 2 weeks of booking? He's like, not feeling it. It's like, what an asshole.
He's a real asshole. Yeah.
Hogan is such a dick.
I told you, I used to work at the airport. I used to work at an airport when I was like 16, 17 in the little restaurant there. And they used to come through all the time, when they come wrestle in our town. Jake the Snake, who was the bad guy at the time, was fighting Hogan for the championship. That was the main event. And Jake the Snake comes through the airport, says hi to every kid, signed every autograph, anybody that asked them. And he didn't have one problem. He's supposed to be the heel. Hogan, the minute he walked through from the tarmac, he just bolted to his car, ignored everybody, wouldn't look at anybody or nothing. Now, I get he was the mega superstar, but come on, dude. You can't say hi to a couple of kids before you run away.
Yeah.
Fuck him. He was just a douche. And he's all about the money.
Just imagine if some of them kids were black. He probably really was running.
No.
Oh, no.
I think he liked black people. He just didn't like his daughter dating black dudes.
Yeah. He's like, stay away from Brooke, you hear?
Yeah. I'm like, what an ass. I mean, he's what a dick. Back to the match. That was really cool to see them hit the Shatter Machine, though, Edge.
Yeah.
I think that was really, really cool. But it was an odd choice to have Ripley take a loss to them, in her first match since winning the Royal Rumble. That was kind of a strange.
Oh, she didn't get pinned.
Yeah, she didn't get pinned. She was okay.
Yeah, she's all right. Yeah. But
she didn't get pinned. Well, you forgot the double powerbomb the women did too.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was cool.
Well, I'm going to give it to Ripley for making Beth Phoenix look good. Beth Phoenix she's got the age, some ring rust to her. I understand that Edge and Beth are from Montreal, Canada, so they kind of had to win. But, I want to give it to Rhea Ripley again for making her look good, Beth Phoenix. I saw it the whole time. She protected her. And, I love Rhea Ripley, man. I always have. She's one of my favorites. And obviously, I think she's amazing. That chick, she deserves the title. So I hope she with beats what's her name?
Charlotte.
Hell yeah,
you better believe I'm going to be sitting there rooting for Rhea, no matter what, for that match.
Charlotte derailed Rhea at the beginning of her career, so
WrestleMania, Charlotte, like a couple years ago.
Yep, Charlotte better pay her back.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think
it's
she will.
I've been
I've been a fan of Rhea since the first day I saw her on NXT. I do have to say, the best part of the match was when Edge kicked out. It's like you see Beth Phoenix come flying in. I'm like, up to Mr. Q.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, they botched that. But he knew it. He pulled his shoulder up, too.
Yeah.
But yeah, you could tell that she was late.
Totally. All right. So the men's elimination chamber match. Austin Theory, Montez Ford, Bronson Reed, Johnny Gargano, Damian Priest, and Seth Rollins. Gargano and Rollins started the match while everybody else was in the elimination chamber. And you know, those guys can wrestle. They can get it. You know, admittedly, I don't watch a lot of Raw. I watch the highlights. I don't watch a lot of SmackDown to watch the highlights, but I definitely watch the pay-per-views. And it's really cool to see the fans get behind Seth Rollins. I don't know, just chanting his music and shit. I like Seth. He's all right. He can either make me fucking love him or make me hate him, so he's doing his job. So that's what I'll say about Seth.
He's very good at it.
He is.
Very good at it.
Those fucking weird boots he was wearing.
Yeah, I was just playing like, where's your Papa Smurf boots, dude?
It's Papa Smurf boots. Yeah, so really cool, but it was good to see both of them team up and fuck Austin Theory up, because I can't stand that guy.
I can't stand him either.
He called, I think Rollins called him a little shit or something like that.
Yeah. He was Vince's golden boy, and then when Vince went away, but they still kind of give him, obviously, the U.S. title. They see something in him still, but, you know.
I just don't like looking at him, period. He looked like the front of Bray Wyatt's belt when he had the feet belt. When he smiled.
He does.
Yeah, he's got a weird – yeah, he's very odd. Didn't he get fired for a while?
Yeah, no, he got sent back down to NXT for a while because they were investigating him.
Well, for what? What did he do?
It was back when all those wrestlers were being accused of sexual harassment and some shit, and that's when that's when Ligero got fired. That's when Gentleman Jack Gallagher wasn't such a gentleman; he got fired. And
who else got fired? Velveteen Dream.
Velveteen Dream. That was later on, but serious being investigated. But yeah, so
who's now getting arrested left and right still?
Yeah.
Yep.
I can't just get it together. So pretty cool match. Priest was next to come out after Theory. He was hitting those guys with some big moves. And then the next man was Bronson Reed, who I didn't get a big pop when he came out, but he was getting some big oohs and ahs when he was pulling off some of those moves, because he's a big man that can pull off some good shit. Yep. He can pull off some good shit.
Yep.
That hitting that double Samoan drop, that was dope. I know that looked like what's his name smacked the shit out of him. Damian Priest smacked the shit out of Bronson Reed, which is really cool. That was a good one. It was a good match. I really liked it, man. Did it go the way I wanted it to go? With Austin Theory winning? No.
Hell no.
I wanted Montez Ford to win. Honestly.
I know. I did too, man.
I was hoping
man.
He would too. The guy's gonna get a good push, I think, after that performance. Yeah.
They keep talking about pushing Montez. Like, you see, like, Twitter and everyone's – it talks about Montez is going to get his push, and I've been hearing it for about a year now. I'm waiting for it to happen because he is definitely a main event guy.
Yeah.
I'm just scared that they're going to give the title to him, and then Brock going to come back and say, I want the belt back, and beat him in 3 seconds like he did Kofi on regular TV, and he'll never get a title match ever again. Brock Lesnar, the destroyer of black people in wrestling.
Oh, no. God damn, look at this guy. Fucking hell. Yeah, so the ending, obviously we're setting up the celebrity match with
Logan Paul and Seth Rollins.
Now I will say, you know, a lot of people hate Logan Paul. God damn, that's a smooth buckshot lariat.
Stop. Keep it's your trolling true. To Facebook, please.
I'm
Don't
not
be trolling on I'm our show.
This is honest,
no,
man.
No.
It's not
no.
It's smooth like water.
No.
I will say this, he did a good job with the curb stomp.
He hates
it. You are wrong. You're letting your AEW bias show again.
Dude, I haven't even watched AEW like in 3 weeks, so fuck
exactly. You're biased against it because the Young Bucks have no muscles, and Adam Cole's a midget, and blah, blah, blah. Don't give me that bullshit that this
Look,
kid
I just
wrestling
said Adam,
for a
I just
month
said Adam
do a
Cole,
better fuck shot.
I just said Adam Cole has...
Yeah, shit, do steroids, we know.
No, I just said he's got the body of Jimmy Hart from the 1980s, all right?
Oh, this guy's
well,
been wrestling.
Do, well, we do know that Tony Khan watches SmackDown.
Yeah.
Yes.
Guy's been wrestling for 2 months and he's got a better buckshot there. Get the fuck out of here.
He does. He does.
You're an idiot.
Damn, it was
moving
so
on.
You made Nudie so bad his Boston accent came out.
Crazy.
But yeah, it was a good I wanted to see Montez win. You guys are right there. He's so good. Future champ right there. Even the fans are behind him. Just stay safe. Don't get hurt. Don't fuck up outside the ring and beat your wife or anything like that. Just fucking play it cool, man.
Isn't Montez and Bianca getting some like reality show or something?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh shit.
There you go.
Where are they getting a reality show?
And then everyone
it's literally like it's gonna follow them around and just be like their daily life.
Yeah, like it's gonna be better than Total Divas and Total Bellas. Thank goodness.
Anything is better than Total Divas.
So yeah, obviously, Logan Paul comes out, does his buckshot lariat, his superior buckshot lariat and head stomp before Theory hits the A town down to retain this title. Fans are pissed, rightfully so. We didn't want this. Yeah, we didn't want that. So it was a solid match, though. Everybody did great in that match. Not a lot of fucked up shit happened. No botches. All these guys are really good workers, every single one of them. I know that Willis hates Damian Priest because he looks like the Hulk version of Prince, you know? If Prince took some super soldier serum, it's Damian Priest. yeah, really good match. And obviously this sets up the WrestleMania match, which will be between Seth and Logan Paul. But
What about Montez climbing to the top of the thing and dropping down like a spider on everybody?
Holy shit.
I mean, that was crazy.
Even though you know who did that first, right? John Morrison.
Did he?
Yeah, he did that.
Nobody talks about that.
Yeah, I know, right?
And then it took
Johnny Elite, whatever the heck he gets called.
Johnny Nitro.
Yeah. Johnny Mundo.
Johnny Mundo.
Johnny Stay Away.
Yeah.
Johnny Drip Drip.
Johnny with Tessa, I guess now is what I've heard.
But
with what?
I guess apparently he cheated on his wife with Tessa Blanchard.
He cheated on his wife with Tessa?
Yeah, that's what she's saying. They're like, I don't know about that.
Maybe they're setting up a match between her and Taya.
I don't know. I've been reading articles how Tessa Blanchard's just, no pun intended, blackballed from the industry.
Yeah,
her husband left her.
Yeah.
She must be a bitch. You guys know all the deets about this.
Well,
woman,
you know what happened with Tessa, right?
Yeah, she said a lot of racist shit and
she was spitting on people,
not being nice to people.
Yep. Yeah. So,
but
dropping
back
the
to the match.
Yeah.
it was perfectly written. Everything. Nobody looked like nobody got hurt and nothing. And the way they protected Bronson Reed, where he had to take everybody's finisher for them to take him out, So it's still, he's still a badass, even though he got beat early in the match.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah,
they did. You know, they did it all. They did it all well. I didn't like Johnny Gargano is not yet to show his stuff that he, you know, these NXT stuff yet in the main roster.
Yeah.
But I hope after WrestleMania they can reset with him and actually get back to being Johnny Wrestling, because he hasn't been at all impressive since he's been back up. But we'll see where that goes.
Right. Yeah, he's super likable.
Well, and air quotes, no one got hurt, because we all know, you know, Montez Ford got, quote, hurt, but that's how we got Logan Paul in there, was they're trying to get Montez Ford out of the ring. Everyone on Twitter still thinks Montez Ford got hurt. I'm like, y'all don't realize it was on purpose.
Yeah, I
so he sold it well. I mean,
yeah,
even with the slip when he was walking out, when they were holding him up and he slipped and everything, he did. He played it well, so I can see how some people would fall for it. Us seasoned veterans don't fall for that shit.
Right.
Yeah, I double checked it the next day because everybody at work was like, is he okay? I'm like, yeah, it was just selling. He's fine. It was just way to get Logan. And they're like, oh, yeah, it was. I'm like, yep.
Yeah, all in all, I gave that match like a B+. It was great.
Yeah, it was good.
Yeah, good match. It was definitely a good match.
Up next, our main event, the Undisputed WWE Universal Championship, Roman Reigns versus Sami Zayn. What a great move on WWE to bring out Sami second or last. He's in his hometown, Montreal. Fucking amazing. The fans just went nuts for him. Definitely they milked that crowd for a few minutes before he came out, man. You know what I mean?
That shit was so fucking hilarious.
It was like it was like 6 or 7 minutes before they even did anything.
Yeah.
Anytime I can hear "fuck you, Roman" from a whole crowd, makes me so happy.
Yeah,
but yet, scene too.
Yet you waited in line for his autograph twice.
Well, no. I waited in his autograph once just to cuss him out, and I did.
Did you tell him "fuck you"?
I told him you suck. He was like, "You in line with get my exactly. autograph?" I said, I had to use my time from work, or else I would have lost it. And I'm chilling with all my friends. And I said, can you sign this autograph for me? He's like, what you want me to write? I said, Bray Wyatt's favorite coat, anybody but Roman. I told the fuck out that man the whole time. And one of my friends like, you're an asshole. I said, yeah, I know.
And he still signed for you. I was like, get this guy out of my line.
That's funny, man. Yeah, I mean, it's funny. I noticed, like, I hadn't seen Roman wrestle in a while. I have, but he's kind of a safe wrestler like The Miz. He don't take a lot of chances, does he?
He can't do but so much because he's not a good wrestler. He's a better storyteller now than he is an actual wrestler.
And on the mic, he's good, too. Better. A lot better. Yeah, so this is a culmination of another chapter in the Bloodline, Sami Zayn, Kevin Owens, now interjecting freaking Cody Rhodes story. And this is how you tell a story. This is one of the best story arcs that they've done in years. So kudos to WWE doing that and steering it in the right direction. But yeah, obviously, when you got Sami Zayn's wife in the audience, you know, they're really milking it, which is really cool. But yeah, they get it, you know, they bring the fight directly in front of her. And, you know, he's telling his wife this whole situation, Sami Zayn's fault is he's beating the shit out of him.
Yeah.
This is his fault. He made me do this. You know, something stupid.
I was trying to help him. You know,
I was helping him. I wanted to be, he was going to be in my family. You guys were going to be with us. I was going to treat you good.
I loved him.
But, leave it up to Sami Zayn, man. I mean, I used to watch when it was – I mean, I could watch on TV Ring of Honor back in the day when it was El Generico and Kevin Steen before he became Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn was the El Generico. God, he's such a bad motherfucker. I wish they would let him loose too, man, in the ring. But he's got to rest that WWE style. But if they just let him – again, he's so amazing. But you could tell, again, protecting Roman, doing all the big spots, you know – exchanging Superman punches, you know, and man, they really made us invested. How many fucking refs got knocked out? How many fucking pinfalls did we have in this match? It was really, really fucking exciting. And then obviously Jimmy Uso hits the ring, you know, right?
It kind of botched that ending. I feel like it didn't settle right. It didn't seem like it ended right with that, with the Jay Uso thing. Because it seemed like it would have made more sense for Jay to crack Sammy in the back and finally join back up with Roman so they can set up the KO and Sami Zayn and Uso's title match. But I guess they're going to drag it out a little bit longer to make you watch Raw and SmackDown each week to see exactly what happened. It ain't going to work for me, but I guess the regular people, they'll watch it to see.
Well, Jay got the spear, so they're kind of – Jay's going to question it more like, hey, is this guy really my friend? You know, I think all of that. But, yeah.
That's the first thing my husband said right after he got the spear is my husband's like, he's going to blame Sammy for that. And I was like, me getting into it, I'm like, yeah, but it wasn't Sammy's fault.
Right.
Wasn't his fault.
I wonder how they got Jimmy there, because Jimmy's not technically allowed in Canada. So the fact that he showed up, I was like, who did Triple H and WWE pay to allow him to cross the border into Canada?
Ooh, apparently everything got cleared up now.
Oh, okay.
Did he do his alcohol treatment program, hit his AA meetings?
I was joking around with one of my friends today. I said, well, maybe the condition was we didn't see Solo, so maybe it was Solo had to stay home so Jay could actually go across the border.
Maybe they just said his name was Solo. They didn't know.
I literally was yelling. I was like, okay, you're in Canada. You made your parents run. The Mounties are coming for you.
The Mounties always get their man.
That's right. The Mounties. Yeah, don't even start. Okay. So, yeah, you know.
The question I want to pose to the group, they could have let Sammy win this joint and put the title back on Roman in like 3 weeks on a random Raw SmackDown. He used to do that shit all the time on Monday Night Raw with Austin and Rock and all them all the time back in the day. And it didn't affect WrestleMania. They could have still had the Cody and Roman match. Just let Sammy had a belt for a couple weeks and put it back on Roman. They could have did that. They could have, you know how wow, that crowd would have went if Sammy won in his hometown. That visual would have been just amazing. But, well, since Cody got it in his contract, he has to win the belt at WrestleMania. So I guess that's what they had to do.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what, Kevin Owens, and they beat the shit out. He came out and beat the shit out of everybody.
Him with his punches.
Yeah.
Heyman coming up trying to do the punches was hilarious. Heyman just was on Raw a few moments ago and had a neck brace on.
There you go. Selling that shit, the wise man. So, yeah, the crowd was hot, 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 and that makes a fucking amazing match because those guys feed off of them. They feed off the crowd, go back and forth, and that's what I love. That's why stopped watching wrestling because there was no fucking crowd, you know, during COVID. But, yeah, it was amazing. The crowd was on fire. Obviously Canada always delivers. They love their wrestling. Always delivers. And, of course the ending didn't satisfy me or anybody. Cause I agree with Willis 100%. I fucking totally thought that we'd mentioned it in our little chat. On our Facebook chat, that they could have put the title on Zayn for a week or two.
Yeah.
Hell, they could have put it on him fucking for 2 days and he could have lost it tonight. You know what I mean?
Lost it tonight.
Totally. But didn't happen.
That's where they could have done the J turn too.
Mm hmm. Mm hmm. Could have been really cool. So,
I think they should have at least given Sammy the victory. If not giving him the belt, they should have at least had him win DQ because then he would have won. Wouldn't have gotten the belt, but he would have won in his hometown. The crowd would have been happy, but then Roman still had the belt. That's how I thought it was actually going to end. Like, that's how I predicted it, is Sammy would win, but by DQ.
Yeah.
They could have solved all the problems months ago if they could have did two things. They could have kept, they could have not had Austin Theory won the Money in the Bank, and they could have been had the title split a long time ago. Then we could have got Sammy had one, and Cody could have had the other.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. No, I was, yeah. I mean, it was good though. So Sami Zayn, he, much like Daniel Bryan back in the day, is an organic. The crowd loves him. He wasn't shoved down our throats like Roman Reigns or any of these other WWE products. Sami Zayn was never meant to fucking be in a fucking headlining match with the fighting for the title. He was, you know, and I'm so happy to see him there. The crowd loves him. He's a great worker, and you know, he could be a legitimate champ. I see him as kind of like a modern day kind of underdog Mick Foley, you know, type of character. You know, people love him. He's an underdog, and he can fucking wrestle, and he's been in the business a long time. So I'm looking forward to seeing what comes out of Sammy in the future. And again, I'd love to see the title on him or a title on him. And I know he's had the United States and Intercontinental, but I'd like to see him. And I'd like to see them break them belts up. You know what I mean? Or unite the titles. I don't know. You know, we'll see what happens. But all in all, A plus of a match. Loved it. Loved it. Loved it. Loved it. I don't know about you guys.
Yep, best match of the night.
It was a very good match. Oh, yeah. I just love with his wife there, and then his wife, and I think it was his brother, they said, was there too. But just having the family there always gives that like different dynamic in the matches.
Yeah, that shit was funny. Roman was just talking shit to her the whole damn time. I thought she was getting ready to get up and smack him in the face at one point, but I guess she know that shit is fake, so she didn't go that far.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
Sammy told her beforehand. Anything he says is all fake. It's just part of the script. So just take it.
I thought it was just that she didn't do it because he would have gotten disqualified.
Quite possibly. So all in all, for the most part, I'll give it a 50-50 pay per view. Obviously, the Roman Sammy match was amazing. The Elimination Chamber men's was amazing. I'll give a half and half for the Beth Phoenix Finn Balor match. The goddamn Bobby Lashley match is trash with Brock Lesnar. And then the women's
Elimination. 4 minutes of trash. Four and a half minutes of trash.
Yeah.
So, and then the first match was like a safe Elimination Chamber match, safe Elimination Chamber match. And, yeah, I mean, so all in all, pay-per-view altogether, about a 65% for me. I don't know, 6 out of 10. Didn't knock it out, didn't hate it, but, you know, two out of three matches were okay, you know.
I actually enjoyed this more than I did the Royal Rumble.
Yeah. Did you?
Yeah, it was all right. Royal Rumble left me sitting there going, like that last match, I was just like, holy crap, what just happened?
Yes, this is true. Well, all I know is if I got Bray fucking coming in, I've been liking WWE a little better now that Vince McMahon has left, or I don't know if he's back or whatever the fuck. He's not fucking with creative.
Left creative.
Yeah, which is good. Keep him out of creative. Let him do the money part. I don't give a shit. But, you know, leave it up to WWE to fuck up a good thing, usually, like with Bray Wyatt. Man, they have their fucking
new Undertaker.
Everything. And then they're giving me a fucking, give me a goddamn, a red match, a blue match, a green match. Just give me God damn it.
and next week he's going to be back in the Funhouse. Yeah, that shit is played out now. It was good when it first came out, but now just go back to the old damn Bray, the old Bray, the
rocking chair.
Cult leader.
Rocking chair, cult leader Bray. Even though you don't need a cult, just go back to that shit. That's when Bray was good.
Yeah. I liked it when he talked a lot of shit. Yeah.
They keep booking him in dark matches on SmackDown with LA Knight. Like every week he's in like a post show dark match.
Mm. I didn't know that. That's crazy.
Yeah, like LA every Knight, week he's in a post-show dark match.
LA Knight hasn't even been on TV since that match.
I wouldn't want to come out there either. I would feel embarrassed as shit.
I thought he was on SmackDown last week.
I don't know.
I don't remember. So maybe he was, but
I think he
did like a promo or something.
Yeah.
Oh, all right. I'm wrong. Yeah. That's how much I paid attention to SmackDown, I guess.
That's literally where I was at last week.
I think LA Knight's going to win Money in the Bank.
Yeah, I could see it.
That would be cool.
Dummy, yeah.
Hey, when's your birthday, fucker, Willis?
Tuesday.
Tuesday tomorrow?
Next week.
Oh, okay.
The last day. It's always the last day.
Taco Tuesday.
Taco Tuesday.
Did you guys, what did you think of the Seth Rollins Joker trailer?
I was dying laughing from beginning to end.
That was good, but I got to ask, why is it ever since Christian Bale's voice that everyone has to do that Batman voice?
Because that's the Batman of this generation.
Yeah, that's why I miss Michael Keaton, because he didn't have to do that freaking voice.
I'm Batman. Yeah,
I like how at least Ben Affleck explained how they did his voice.
Yeah.
With the voice distorter, that was pretty cool. But I don't know. I'm looking forward to what the DCU is going to bring in the future after Flash. We'll just call it Flashpoint. I'm looking forward to Flash, but I'm looking forward to seeing what's going to happen with the DC universe when all is said and done.
Looking forward to the Flash, but just not the Flash in it.
Yep. I'm looking forward to the Flash, but I'm looking forward to it because Keaton said hopefully we'll get Batman Beyond live action. That
you mean you're not looking forward to two Ezra Millers?
I don't even look forward to a half of Ezra Miller.
I was telling Willis and everybody, I'm like, we got the real Flash on the CW. He doesn't embarrass the company.
Right. I heard a rumor that he might end up taking up being a Flash in the movie universe.
I hope so.
He's a great Flash.
Yeah.
He is.
Roro, do you watch any of the comic book stuff?
I do not.
Oh, shit. She shouldn't even know what the fuck we're talking.
No, I know what you're talking about. I don't watch them. Like, one of my friends is like determined to have me sit down and like watch all of the stuff. And I'm like, that's gonna take days, but I know.
Months,
months,
months, weeks, forever.
Yeah, it'll take you forever. But yeah, I mean, I don't know. You might like it. I always want. I don't know. I do. I will say, I like John Cena ever since he did Peacemaker. Goddamn, love that show. It's amazing.
Yeah.
It's amazing, amazing, amazing. But again, I'm looking forward to seeing what the DCU has to offer. Marvel's been letting me down lately. But, you know, it's okay. But, all right, guys. So, we started a wrestling show, finished it off with fucking comic book movie talk. Well, thanks for listening, Roro. We'd love to have you back. I think this is a good fit mix.
Hell, so yeah. You're
down to join us after WrestleMania.
Are you down with the sickness?
That's literally what went through my brain. My brain to your mouth.
There you go. And by the way, Roro's favorite band is Kitty. Just letting everybody know. So, but yeah, we'll see you guys on the flip post WrestleMania. Thanks for listening and tuning into our show. Talk to you soon.
Bye.
The Wrestling Show.
Fortitude Podcast Network. Follow us on Twitter, @_Fortitude, or on Instagram, @IntestinalFortitude.